And now the game where people who have traveled many miles in their journey of life somehow end up with us. It's called Not My Job. Charles Bolden is a Marine, and he became an astronaut who flew 4 times in the space shuttle. Now he is in charge of all of NASA. And this is interesting. His was the first voice to be broadcast to Mars. So if any Martians are listening right now, they're going, oh, that guy. Charles Bolden, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell.
Thank you. Good to be here. Thank you.
So, let's pick up on that right away. It is true that your voice was the first broadcast to Mars.
Actually, from Mars.
From Mars?
Yes.
Oh, how did that work?
We sent the file to Mars to the Curiosity rover.
Yeah.
And then when Curiosity woke up, it was asked to send my voice back.
Really? And what did you say?
I have no idea.
Mars? You don't know?
No, I don't remember.
It was like
we come in peace or something like that. My wife is in the audience somewhere, and she says, doggone it, you can't find your way out here, and now you can't remember what you said from me.
Yeah.
It's like you ask Neil Armstrong what he said on the moon. He said, I don't know, something about walking.
I don't know. So this is what we were told, that in your career, you've been a Marine pilot and an astronaut, and you did not want to be either of those things.
Correct.
Now, it has been my understanding that those things are actually quite hard to become.
Correct.
So how do you stumble into that?
It's really not a joke, but I used to say, you know, my mother always taught me that, you know, just don't be a fool about things you decide you want to do. So flying was inherently dangerous, and I did not want to do that. And then I married the most beautiful woman in the world, who is my wife now of, I would say how many years, except then she'll be angry because I said that. You all will be impressed with how long she has stuck with me.
Right.
But I would rather have you guess than have me in trouble.
Okay.
And so
it's just a long and successful marriage.
You met
your wife.
She did not enjoy the prospect of me going to Vietnam and defying the law of averages for the life expectancy of a second lieutenant.
Right.
So she said, why don't we go to Pensacola and you go to flight school? I said, but I don't want to fly. And she kept saying that over and over and over, and I found out during our 3-day war at the end of my 6 months of training that I really did not like crawling around in the mud.
Right.
And it was the first time that I learned in my marriage that if your wife says do something, she's probably right.
Right.
So we went to Pensacola.
Really? Yeah. Did her wishes have anything to do with you eventually leaving the planet?
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Charlie, I got to ask you, when are we really going to Mars?
We're going to Mars in the 2030s, so we've got the vehicle called, we're going to name it, but right now we call it the Space Launch System. It's a heavy lift launch vehicle, and
right.
So we're going to fly in 2018. It won't have a crew on it, so the first flight in 2018 will be a non-crewed mission. It'll go out around the moon, come back. We'll check it all out, make sure everything's good. The next flight, we'll have a crew.
Right.
And then for about 10 years, we're going to go back into the area around the moon so we can make sure the technology to go to Mars is really good.
Yeah.
Because when you go to the moon, you're a couple of days away from Earth.
Right.
You can be rescued if you need it. You go to Mars, you're 8 months one way.
Yeah.
And there is no pizza delivery man coming.
Right.
I'll tell you something. I want to go to another planet so badly that even though this is a radio show, I'm going to make this noise until you say yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Where?
And you crack pretty fast for a Marine.
I heard it. Charles Bolden, we are delighted to have you with us, and we have invited you here today to play a game we're calling...
You're not Charles in charge. He is.
So you're Charles in charge of NASA, but what do you know about the real Charles in charge, and that would be Scott Baio. Actor and This Really Happened featured speaker at the Republican National Convention. So we thought the time was clearly right for a quiz about his remarkable career. Answer 2 of these questions correctly. You will win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their voicemail. Bill, who is Charlie Bolden of NASA playing for?
Blake Redding of Washington, D.C.
All right, then.
Blake.
So, ready to play? Ready to do this?
Blake, I'm ready.
Okay. Astronauts have to give like a verbal yes before launch. They have to like say yes, go.
Yes.
And what is that phrase they use?
They ask the commander, are you ready? And we say, Roger.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
Roger?
Or the crew's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crew is go. I like that. There we go.
Yeah. The crew is the last person, set of people that say, we'll go.
All right. Did they ever say, I don't know, I'm having second thoughts about this?
No.
All right. So you're ready to go?
The crew is ready.
There we go. Mr. Bao got his first breakout role at the age of 15. It was the title role in that bizarre Kids as Gangsters movie, Bugsy Malone. And he landed the job as an unknown with his remarkable audition. How did he nail it? A, by performing perfectly Shakespeare's This Sceptred Isle, This England speech from Richard II. B, by simply looking at the director in his most smoldering, come-hither sexy glance. Or C, by reading the script, throwing it at the director, and stomping out.
C.
You're exactly right.
Wow.
That's exactly what I'd do.
Really?
No.
You don't strike me as throw a thing and stop.
I would not.
You were very confident, though. You looked at me with the steely-eyed confidence of a Marine pilot, and I was impressed. You knew this. All right. You're right. The director was so impressed with his brash attitude that he got the part before he left the building. All right. Your next question. In addition to his acclaimed run as Chachi on Happy Days, Mr. Bao appeared in one of those classic after-school specials in 1980 about real problems kids might have. What was his episode called? Was it A, But Those Pants Make Me Feel Funny? B, The Boy Who Drank Too Much? Or C, Are You There, God? It's Me, Scott Bao.
Holy jamoli.
B. B, you're gonna go for B. The Boy Who Drank Too Much. You're right.
Somebody said, if you don't cheat, you're not trying.
Right. That's fine. But yeah, it was The Boy Who Drank Too Much. It's about a boy who drinks too much. All right, you can go for perfect here. Mr. Bao's acting career did not end with Charles in Charge, of course. He's remained busy in the decades since. For example, he did this in 2007. He did a reality show called Scott Bao is 45 and Single. And he did another series the next year as kind of a sequel. What was that sequel reality series called? Was it A, Scott Bao is looking for a job since the last thing didn't work out? B, Scott Bao is 46 and pregnant? Or C, Scott Bao, Crappy Days?
Okay, it's time to... think about this. No, nobody. Let's just try B.
You're gonna go for B. He's 46 and pregnant. It is in fact B. That's all right. You okay?
Wow.
The show was called. The follow-up to Scott Bao was 45 and Single was Scott Bao is 46 and pregnant. To clarify, it was actually Mr. Bao's girlfriend who was pregnant. He's talented, but not that talented. Bill, how did NASA Administrator Charles Bolden do in our quiz?
3 right.
Well done.
It's the team.
I like hearing lingo. And you can choose either the Marine Corps, you can choose the Astronaut Corps, or you can choose NASA. How do you say excellent? How do you say, very good?
Yeah, the standard old thing is A-OK, but we don't say that anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you say now?
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Charlie Bolden is the Administrator of NASA. Thank you so much for being with us. What a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, your NASA director.